You obviously didn't go to the Green Bay game the weekend before.
Well, I did not because I was busy.
You were busy, right. But no, it was the same thing. Half of Arrowhead Stadium was full of cheeseheads.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen that Minnesota deal was crazy. But anyhow, great game, great finish to the one that they probably stole. So it's good to see them.
Did
Harrison, that's why you pay that guy, right?
Yeah, he did a nice job. Now, listen, so you had a fun day. Your day, your weekend started out a little Lawrence, Kansas. Maybe tell the listener about, because people want to live through Kevin Ward. And as I say this, I might be projecting. I want to live through Kevin Ward's lifestyle. You find yourself in Lawrence, Kansas. It was, you know, hobnobbing with the country clubbers. So tell us about this, Kevin.
Well, they decided Mr. Jerry Woodland came in town, and so they decided to do a KU golf fundraiser put together by none other than Greg Gurley, who we may let him on this show at some point, may not.
Yeah.
But basically, they just did a dinner, and it was really cool, informative. They had Todd Lewis in from Golf Channel, and he interviewed Gary, and you know, they kind of touched on what's happened in the last year. They did have some heartfelt messages or sarcastic messages from none other than the likes of George Brett. They had Justin Thomas, Steinberg, Gary's agent, the KU golf coach, Jamie Bermel. So a lot of good stuff. It was a great night, good event, good tribute to Gary, and the U.S. Open trophy was there present.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you booze out of it?
We may have had a couple social sparklers.
I mean, do they let the regular folks drink out of it, or you got to kind of be a highbrow guy?
They'd let Sully drink out of it.
Would they let me drink out of it?
Yeah.
No.
Gary said he woke up Sunday morning. I think there might have been still some Coors Light from our good friend Sam Wimpy still in there. So
really? Well, sort of like when you go to church, you know, you can't leave any left in the cup. You gotta chug it up. You know?
Exactly.
You know. So all right. So tell us about this event. How long did Todd Lewis interview Gary?
Probably 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they kind of opened it up for some questions. But Todd did a great job as always, very polished and just a good dude. And we had a good old time there. So.
All right. Now let's talk about that interview because I'm always curious. Right. What makes a good interviewer? Now, certainly you know all the ins and the outs from Gary and his journey this year and beyond. Right. But was a guy like Todd able to get Gary to maybe share with the audience stuff that they otherwise wouldn't know?
Yeah, I think they got him to open up quite a bit. And I think he did a good job of just asking kind of the timeline of and progression. And then he brought up, you know, the heartfelt deal with Amy Brockerset, I believe that's her name. So that was pretty neat and kind of touching for the audience. And so I think he did a great job on the preparation and just kind of asking through and getting Gary to open up a little bit.
Is he getting sick of answering these questions?
I don't know.
Legit,
I
think, come on.
I don't think he's getting sick of them. I just think he gets a little sick sometimes of the everybody wanting to take a selfie at the KU K-State game or whatever, but you know, it comes with the territory. So there was a lot of people that recognized him yesterday at the Chiefs game, but quite a few less than up in good old Larry.
Yeah, I mean, can he walk down the hallways of Arrowhead without everyone stopping him? I gotta think he would. But I mean, because
he's getting stopped a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't see a lot of the Arrowhead fans, you know, with their Zumba pants and their and their Chief starter jacket, which, by the way, I just described my own outfit when I go out there.
Exactly.
So, you know, which, by the way, without his hat on, I'm not sure he's that easy to recognize without his flat bill.
Yeah, I mean, the flat bill definitely gives it away, but there was definitely some people, you could hear people whispering, and then we actually had one guy come up to his sister and say, "Did you want to get a picture with the U.S. Open champion?" She goes, "No, I don't. It's my stupid brother."
No way.
It was so good.
All right, and so you got the first class treatment at Arrowhead yesterday. You said you went up to where the big drum is, way up by the big board, and someone's banging that drum, but Gare was right there, and they did a little.
Yeah,
did they bring his name up in front of the whole audience?
They did a little video on the Jumbotron or whatever you want to call it at one of the TV timeouts. And so they did a little, they showed him making the putt and showed him doing all that.
Oh,
so
cool.
I actually stayed in the deal while Gary went up top. I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs, said that I should have had me up there as the club championship Mission Hills winner. And I said, well, Yeah, probably not.
Well, I don't know. I think it would have been. Maybe you could bang the drum in preseason.
I can bang the drum at a Kansas City Wizards game.
At Lock Lloyd, we have the annual Turkey Bowl Thanksgiving Day game for the kids. Maybe I'll come out. I'll bring a little I'll bring a little bongo for you.
Can I bang the drum there?
You can just smack it around. But that, all right, so that had to be cool. You know, he's back, and he's had a hell of a run over the past month. Because this President's Cup gig coming up, and
maybe, maybe not.
Well, they're going to play it with or without him. So
they are.
So, and people were talking about: is Woodland going to make it? Is Ricky Fowler going to make it? Right? Is Patrick Reed going to make it?
Is Finau going to make it?
Right?
Are they going to pick Spieth? What are they going
to
do?
Yeah, and Gary had to do what he did overseas to give himself a shot at this.
Yeah.
Right? Although I don't know, you know, you come in, you win the U.S. Open, and you're top five money winner on tour, and plus you got the Americana stuff going right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd keep him off.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Come on. You got any insight?
I might. I might not. I may not.
Wait. You're telling me you may actually know whether or not he's on this team or not. I'm sensing you're not telling me something.
I may know. I may not.
Oh, you rat. There's no way I can get it out of you, huh?
Possibly. We'll just have to see. Depends if you're nice to me the remainder of the show.
Really? Maybe at the commercial break, you know? Because, you know, I would never tell my friends over the air, right? Things that go on during the commercial break. It's sacred stuff. I would never take what you told me and publicly say what you're going to tell me here.
All I know that is, I don't know, he left a couple of putts short with Tiger right there in his presence the last round. Maybe he was too nervous. Maybe he showed Tiger that he's got too many nerves. I don't know.
Well, I will tell you this: he's a hell of a salesman, because he made sure he ate a lot of meals with old Tiger over there, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he found his way to get some meals with Tiger, and then clearly be in Tiger's presence. You play well, and Tiger quote unquote plotted it around very nice over there to win, and clearly Rory didn't like being in the background, so Rory went out and got himself a win yesterday.
Yeah.
So. Pretty good stuff. In the
well,
game,
and I don't know if he was in the background. He won the WGC over there. It's not so backgroundy.
Well, I think he felt like he was being in the background, and it's like, well, you got to play a little better earlier in the week. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, does Woodland give you any insights of his little dinners, his little lunches when he's hanging out with Tiger? I mean, what's he telling you about him? Because we've talked about it on this program. And my take was, you can't have Tiger picking himself. And then we talked about how we put the guys in sort of a tough role, because now the guys have to vote on him. And who's not going to vote on him? Because you don't want to be known as the guy who can't vote for him.
Right.
But then Tiger turns the switch.
And just goes out and wins.
Now you got to do it, right?
Right.
But Gary, I was reading something in Golf Magazine, just online, and Gary was talking about how he was sort of putting the plug in for himself with.
I think there's been a lot of guys trying to put the plug in on good old Tiger, but I think the deal is you got to figure out, all right, who's playing well at the time, who's been there. Clearly, Gary hasn't been in this situation before, and then who's he going to pair with? Who's going to play together in terms of the team format? And so, you know, is Justin Thomas going to play with, you know, Gary if Gary makes it? Is, you know, who's going to be the teammate, and who's going to get the lucky straw and get to play with Tiger? So,
who do you think Gary would play best with? Who do you think would make a great teammate?
Justin Thomas, Tiger, and Cooch.
Okay, so we know Cooch, right? Because they're buddies.
Yeah.
Right?
I think him and JT. JT and him are buds. They're going to New York tomorrow for the sports week, another game. KU's playing up there in that Champions Classic deal, and then The bromance is going to continue down the road to Alabama, and they're going to go watch the Alabama LSU game on Saturday. So,
Gosh,
it's a pretty rough week.
I mean, listen, does he not realize he has two young children at home? I'm not sure I approve.
Three now.
Well, the twins, the two newest. This is unbelievable. He's got a hall pass like Scott Hallier, speaking of KU.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
No, but I think It'd be fun for him to play with Tiger. It'd be fun for him to, you know, clearly him and Cooch have some history after winning the World Cup years back. So I think that was 7 years ago now. But yeah, I think there's some good pairings, chemistry within the Americans right now, with kind of Tiger changing per se, and, you know, him never having be a captain of either a President's or a Ryder Cup. So I think it'll be pretty cool.
All right, so let's talk about the fence dwellers. You know, my boy, Ricky Rick, Slick Ricky Rick, right? He's there on the fence. He hasn't played over the past few weeks.
Yeah, I think he's at 12 to 13 weeks off.
Yeah, he's at risk. I don't know how you're not putting on a good audition for yourself by doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's had some life stuff. He got married, a lot of different things going on, and hitting the reset button. Now the season's just so condensed that I'm sure he was ready for a break, but I don't know. I don't know if Tiger's going to look at that and say, hey, you haven't played at all, or hey, every guy on this team loves you and the fans love you. We got to play you, or do you go with a Patrick Reed over him? Clearly the fans and maybe some of the players might like Ricky more than Patrick, or they do like him more, but again, P. Reed's a, you know, he goes to battle, and he's had a lot of success in this format.
Yeah, all right, so nice guy versus, you know, the evil. This is a tough one for me, right? Because, I mean, if I'm sitting on my couch, I don't know. I kind of like watching Ricky, but Reed, he's a street fighter, you know?
He's a street fighter. Or do you just go out of left field and just pick Spieth?
Oh, God, no.
Or maybe they pick you. Maybe they don't even need a guy.
Just a fill-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you definitely will play the singles match.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what they used to do on the Holy Cross wrestling team. They would just throw a body out there, let me get thrown around like a pancake, you know, but I filled a good spot. I had my role. I was there to keep the people upbeat, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe that's... Exactly. No, and Spieth. Now, there was never chat of him getting...
I mean, you never know.
In.
You never know.
Why? What's the justification for that?
I mean, he's the America's boy, you know?
Well, I mean...
He's a gamer, for sure.
You're going to say David Duvall's going to come in next, or what?
Yeah, they might get Duvall in there.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a short commercial break. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this President's Cup. And then let's talk about our local boy, Harry Higgs, the 54-hole leader at the time. And a young man by the name of Brandon Todd comes back from the dead of his career.
Yeah, heard he had the driver yips.
Unbelievable. All right, so hey, come on back. You're with Wardo and Sully, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Lemack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you: number one, best training; number two, you specialize in getting people on that field; number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in, and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Do you have retirement dreams of perfecting your swing and spending time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of courses you'd like to play. Whatever your retirement goals, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We create wealth plans to help you reach those goals. Whether that involves golfing, traveling the world, or settling down in another state, it's your plan, personalized for your goals. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start navigating your financial future. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC registered investment advisor
with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas.
Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food. Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers. Underground ESPN Radio, Wardo and Sully here. Hey, did you hear that little cowbell right there, Wardo?
Yeah.
Was that what you were doing last at the Chiefs game yesterday while Gary was banging
up on the Geehaw? Oh, speaking of Geehaw, maybe they should be a sponsor of the show. Up on the Geehaw porch party deck.
Yeah, that's right. Right, but I can imagine that maybe they set up a little like a small little one for you, and you just bang a cowbell up there.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I should. Such a big fan. Just the Mahomes. I'm not a Gary Homer anymore. I'm a Mahomes Homer.
Are you?
Yeah.
What'd you think? So it was a great game. I enjoyed watching. That was a nice back and forth battle. I was very excited about that. You know?
I thought it was a great game. I thought they pulled it out late and just kind of dug deep. You know, it was just one that they might not have won in the past. And that Chris Jones is sure a difference maker on the defense. So
yeah.
He's a beast.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, old Matty Moore. Is doing a pretty nice job. I was calling for Matt Cassel. I know that the listener may not agree with me on this. Early on, I said, you got to bring Cassel out of retirement. And it probably wouldn't have gone over well, but this guy has impressed me. He's managing the game even more. He's making some nice throws to Tyreek up in that right side. Every game, he seems to be throwing that pattern to him.
He's throwing some unbelievable balls to Tyreek. And, I mean, Tyreek's got literally, if it touches his hand, he's catching it. So it's pretty darn good. And, there's a lot of good teams in this league right now. And there's a lot of bad teams like the Dolphins and the Jets. But we'll see. We'll see what happens coming down the stretch. You know, we got Nashville next week, so it'll be
you're not going to go to that?
No, I might go.
You're going to it, aren't you? Are you going to Nashville?
I'm going to Nashville.
Who are you going with?
Just the boys, the fellas.
Who's the fellas?
Our good friend, some good friends from good old Nick and Jake's, Kevin Timmons, decided to invite me.
Really?
So we're going to head on down to Nash Vegas.
Hey, so maybe while you're on there, because you're probably going to be pouring a couple... couple Tito's, maybe you hit him up to be a sponsor of the Golf Underground radio program.
I think we should do that.
I mean, Nick and Jake's. I mean, you've got, even the money you spend there alone will pay for a...
I know. I've definitely fired Gary Zancanelli at Red Door, for sure. He's out.
He's out?
He's out.
What do you mean he's out?
Well, he's not a sponsor of the show.
You're right. We took him to Dismal River, too, didn't we?
That was a really expensive prospecting trip for Mr. Gary Zancanelli.
All right,
away with nothing.
Oh, did you go for the clothes, though? Did you use some of your precise selling techniques?
I got to use some more precise selling techniques.
Oh, my gosh. Don't make us role play here on the air. All right. Anyway, so let's talk about the golf, because obviously you were more interested in the Chiefs-Vikings, which I don't blame you. So you probably weren't watching the Bermuda the PGA event, but a pretty neat story happened. It's this Mr. Todd beats Harry Higg, local Kansas City boy. Harry Higgs is winning the or leading the deal, and this guy throws, 9 under? So, what, 62?
Yeah.
Throws a 67 birdies in a row on the front side.
Just lighting it.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. And his story's a good one.
Yeah. I actually played college golf. He played at Georgia. I played college golf with him, and good player, a couple years younger than I am, and I think he's just kind of made his way to the tour, lost his card, struggled a little bit, had the driver or even iron yips, which you don't hear much about that, and he's somehow worked his way back up, and so totally lost his golf swing. So it's kind of cool to see him come back and win, even though Harry's been a great to us here in KC and on the show, but good to see Mr. Todd win.
But how does it happen, right? So you as a golf coach, how do you, we hear of certainly putting yips everyone's familiar with. I've only recently heard the term driver yips, right? Which people would say David Duval and some others have had that. Maybe Anthony Kim had some driver yips.
Yeah.
But this guy was hitting his 4-iron, 3-wood, whatever it may be, 50 yards right into the woods, right? And so it was in, he lost his tour card in 2015 and 16, right? So not even on tour. He was ranked beyond the number 2,000.
Yeah.
And so how, all right, you're his coach. So let's say I come to you and say, oh, my God, Wardo, you got to help me with this, right? Because here's the deal. I've already got one PGA Tour win, and now I can't get anything but a double bogey because I'm doing the Club Pro Guy punch out.
Yeah.
How do you fix someone who won a tournament and can't hit a 4-iron?
You know, I think the key is what happens when people get off, honestly, is it's clearly the mental side. Most times when they get the yips or hitting it that bad, there's a block within the head, right? And so the mental side kind of creeps in, and there's obviously something technique-wise that's going wrong. But what I try to do is just get guys that are really struggling with the quote-unquote big miss to really do some stuff radical, whether it's, you know, closing their eyes and envisioning a shot, or even hitting a golf ball with their eyes closed, or a putt with their eyes closed, and just trying to feel the motion versus and let the ball get in the way versus trying to swing at the ball or try to control where the ball is going to go. Most people like Brennan Todd that have made it this far, their golf swings are pretty darn good, and some of them get into really, really bad habits. But again, I think it's a little bit of the mental side. And then I think the key, to, honestly, is, and Gary's done a great job of this, is developing a shot that's kind of the go-to shot under pressure, or the stinger, or maybe for some guys it's the cut or the draw or whatever. And so I think that that's the key. And when I've struggled in the past, you know, I've figured out how to, you know, have a go-to shot per se. But I think that's kind of the differentiator of when you want to get it back per se.
Wait, so the go-to shot is just one that minimizes the risk of you screwing it up?
Correct. So if you, let's just say you're a, let's say you're a high ball hitter figuring out how to hit a little low stinger so you can control it and flight it and keep it out of the wind. And then clearly if it doesn't get that high in the air, it can't get that far offline. So those are, you know, those are some of the things. Or if, let's just say you're a drawer of the golf ball and it turns into a hook too much, figuring out a way to hit a fade, right? Or to hold that up. And so that's a lot of the things I see with some of these junior players is they come to me wanting to hit big old draws and tumbling hooks so they can hit it farther. So what we do is work hard on trying to hit them, make them straight ball hitters or even faders of the golf ball.
Yeah.
So a lot of people struggle to kind of make that change, but to be a better player and to play at a higher level, you know, that's something you need to do.
You know what my go-to is?
The flip.
No, it's not the flip.
Oh.
No, it's not the flip. It's, let's say I'm 25 yards off the, you know, just short of the green. If chances are it's probably a 380-yard par 4. I probably got there with a 3-wood on my second shot.
I'm driver, still, hybrid?
Yeah, driver. You know my hybrid. I hit the hybrid. But I'm still probably, you know, maybe 15, 20 feet/yards short. And I, rather than take the very risky 56, I could, no, you just putt the hell out of it. You know? Now, some of the better golfers would look at that and they'll say, "Geez, you really must be a horrible golfer if you're using the Texas wedge there." But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with people judging me putting it in that situation. That's my go-to shot. So you're saying it's okay to have that mildly wimpy,
Get it
throw in the towel, RuPaul type shot.
My biggest pet peeve is when guys don't even, they just want to grab the 60 or the 56 or the highest degree loft and hit it as high as they can, try to stop it and spin it. We play on greens that are marshmallows here in the Midwest. So again, I think people need to learn how to get the ball on the ground and running, especially if you don't have that good of hands or if you don't practice as much as the Koepkas or the Woodlands. Well, Koepka doesn't practice. We've determined
that.
Yeah,
he's too good.
He's too good. But the Woodlands of the world are people that practice their short game all day, every day. Grab that freaking 7 or 8 iron or 9 iron. Get it on the ground running and go to the next hole with a par and an up and down.
Yeah, all right, but still...
Or you can grab your little Texas wedge if you want to putt from the rough, like Sully.
All right, but even this, let's say he found a go-to shot, something that's a little bit more consistent, this Brandon Todd guy. To make that leap from you won a tournament, now you flat suck, right?
Yeah.
You lose your card, to then coming back to winning. The odds of him doing that are off the chart. So there's more than just having one little go-to shot. Now, I understand you're saying, all right, there's a mental aspect to this. But there's some other things. And you're not going to have the answers today. This is probably why he's interviewing all over, you know, every golf radio program in the world today. But you've seen it. I don't know. Have you ever gone through a phase where you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've gone through a board. I don't know if I'd call it driver yips. I just call it absolute driver sprays. And so, you know, I had some technique things that were off of my golf swing, and I would hit, you know, big old high blocks and angled hooks. And so you'd literally stand on a tee and not know which direction it was going. It's the worst feeling in the world. You know, it's probably as bad as the chipping or the putting yips. And so, again, I think that the chipping and putting yips are probably easier curable than the full swing stuff. And if you can't hit the ball or if it's going everywhere, if you're hitting it out of bounds, then you're not even going to get to the green, right? So, but again, I think that, a lot of people have gone through it, whether it's the short game or the full swing, and it's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I suppose that's where you call your local sports psychologist.
Yeah, or you get the team around you and say, all right, how do we attack this? But again, there's people are creatures. What you battle in your golf swing, what I battle in my golf swing are probably going to be consistent for, you know, years to come. And so I just try to do a lot of things that are super radical when trying to get people out of really bad habits. Drills, feels, et cetera, training. Not just go buy the new driver from your local Dick's. So
yeah, well, and I like your philosophy of whether it's taking a swing or a putt with your eyes closed. Heck, I think that's how, you know, the claw and some of these other putting grips came about, right?
I'm a claw guy now, and it's been the best I've putted in years, and so it helps me lock in, it helps me minimize my misses, and then believe it or not, my distance control is really good with it.
Yeah. But the first guy who put that to work probably said, screw it, let me get my brain out of this thing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm cross-handed now. Never thought I'd be able to do that. Right? But heck, it's kind of like when you make that 3-foot putt, you know, instead of raking it, you can go up, and if it doesn't mean anything, you can make, you know, 100 in a row. But when something matters, your brain gets in the way. It just destroys you, right?
Exactly.
And so, but you know, when your mortgage payment depends on you playing well, that's a different gig. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna do Wardo. We're gonna talk about the another really cool article I read recently, and it was it's called the 11 Juiciest Findings from a survey of 52. PGA guys.
Okay.
It's all the inside scoops, the real world stuff. It's an anonymous survey, right?
Yeah.
So we won't say that Gary Woodland told us this.
Yeah.
All right. This is, and I want to get your take on some of these observations.
I like it.
You in?
I'm in.
All right. Come on back here with Sully Wardo, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
As stressful as moving can be, the best thing is eliminating as much of it as you can. That's where Let's Get Moving came in for us. Hey everyone, Jason Anderson here, and when we knew we were officially making the move, the only choice was the highest rated local moving company in Kansas City. Local guys that started the company to make the moving experience more personally designed for you. Let's Get Moving is a full service company, local moves, long distance moves, residential and commercial. When you want to make the move smooth and stress free, Let's Get Moving is the company. Check them out at letsgetmovingllc.com.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. From mild to medium, smooth to sweet, we have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out in the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the Birdie Stogie, because after all, there can only be one.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Sully Wardo back in town. Back in town, no more travels, no more hobnobbing, no more sipping Cavassier with the lifestyles of the rich and famous that you do, Kevin Ward.
By the way, you never even asked me about my trip to Bandon.
Oh, you're right! Listen, I could fill 3 hours with you with the amount of fun things that you do. Damn, let me just put my chair back and say, hey, what's your name, our new producer for the day? What's your name? Blake. All right, Blake. I want you to know that this guy here who you're helping out, you know, you're behind the glass there. He's a guy you want to get to know, you know. Do you like parties?
I do love parties.
Do you? What do you like? What's the perfect party for you?
Perfect party is probably about 20-25 people, and there's not too much loud music, so we can all talk and have a couple brewskis.
Yeah, like deep. You want to go second, third level conversation stuff?
I like to keep it light until later, until we kind of ward off, you know, who's really there to party and who really wants to talk, and then we'll get into some deeper stuff.
Let's get Blake to the next live pod. Hey, the next live pod's coming up November 20th, I think. Blake, you're coming.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Take it deep.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I like this. He likes to get second level. He's like you.
Yeah.
He's not superficial.
Got to take it deep.
Oh, my gosh. This is wonderful. All right. I'm going to buy you a Courvoisier, and we'll sit back and get to learn each other.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Now, listen, you said, so Bandon. So you were obviously sitting on a veranda in Bandon Dunes not long ago. A couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. 10 days ago.
Monday. Yeah. It was a Monday, Tuesday deal you did?
We left on a Sunday, came back on a Wednesday. Amazing golf up there, by the way. If you haven't been to Bandon, go. It's hard to get to, but worth it. It feels like, I've never been to Ireland, but it feels like you're in Ireland. There's five golf courses that are almost complete. There's one called Sheep Ranch. That is the new one that we played nine holes on as a little preview nine. And I went up there, and we went up there and shaped some shots. It was awesome. Weather gets a little dicey, so bring your rain gear and just be ready for whatever the weatherman says.
How'd you hit him?
I played really well. I slept on my neck wrong. I think it might have been contributed to a couple extra VODs. But I played well. I shot between 71 and 74 every round. So not great, but not horrible.
That's pretty good out there.
Yeah, it was some tough conditions.
Unbelievable. Well, listen,
we had an absolute blast.
Would you, I know you, I still can't seem to get an invite up to Mission Hills from you. So I don't want to force the issue that, you know, you'd have to commit a few extra days to maybe go to Ireland or go somewhere fun with me. Because I don't think our friendship's there. I think we're living kind of like, you know, Blake back there said, you know, you got sort of superficial friends. You know, maybe we're not to that second level yet.
We're deep. We might take it deep on Saturday. It looks like it's going to be 57.
I'll be at Arizona State University Parents Weekend, baby.
You're big time in me. You have such a rough life, Sully. You got such a rough
life. It's all about my children, okay? See, I just do everything for my children. That's all.
All right, quiz me on some of this tour stuff.
All right, quiz you on something. Because, listen, it was a very interesting article. And I know you love this. This is right up your nerdy golf alley. But to me, it's very, very fun. Okay, so this survey was done with 52 PGA Tour members. And they did this out in Napa at the Safeway Open, okay? Now, they asked this question. Witnessing cheaters in serious golf tournaments, of course, theirs is the PGA Tour. How frequently do you have PGA Tour members? There's 100 guys. How many of them have found people cheating on the PGA Tour? Now, I'm going to put this in your, I'll let you answer it. What do you think the appropriate number is? How much cheating is on the PGA Tour?
I want to say 15% of guys said that they witnessed cheating.
15%.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final.
28% said they witnessed a player knowingly breaking a rule and getting away with it last season.
Wow. Go again. Next.
Last season. All right. Look, some other, again, I'm going to get nerdy here. 17% said they witnessed it once. 7% said it twice. Holy crap. Really? Does this happen a lot, you think? How about your world when you were coming up and your
yeah,
your
you would
stuff?
See a guy take a bat or a dog shit drop. You'd see that. You would see, you know, maybe a guy not move his mark back, or he'd put his mark, you know, there, and then not put it right back where it should go. So, or you would see, I don't know. Sometimes you just see a guy just decide to play it up in the middle of the fairway. So I don't know. I move it out of a divot, but that's pretty rare.
All right. How about this one? What percentage of tour members believe Ricky Fowler will win a major?
41%.
96% think Ricky's going to win a major.
Wow. Okay. Huh? I thought there was more doubters.
No, you believe
that? You think 96% are going to say he's going to make the President's Cup?
Ooh.
Ooh, I like it. All right, keep it coming.
Which odds are you going with?
I am not going to go with 96%.
All right, what percentage of PGA Tour players believe that backstopping, meaning the caddy is sitting there standing behind you over a putter, right, think it's cheating? What percentage think your caddy standing behind you is cheating?
I bet it's going to be closer to 40% say it's cheating.
61% think it's cheating. All right.
I don't know if it's cheating, but it slows down the game. So
okay,
let's speed up the game.
Two different types of questions, but similar answers I'm looking for. How much cash does the average pro carry with them? Cash only.
Cash only. On tour.
Yep.
$500.
Oh my God, that's pretty good. 421 was the average. Now, let me ask you this. Of all of the folks who you hung out with this weekend, what was the average cash in their wallet?
$10,000.
That's what I was.
They carry bricks.
That was good. All right. What percentage of the PGA Tour guys said that they, in a 36-hole match, would beat Tiger? It, like, if it happened now.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with 41% said they'd beat him.
41%.
Yeah.
90% said they would beat Tiger in a 36-hole match.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
That is not true.
What's your take on it, though? What does it say about...
Depends when the survey... I bet the survey was taken pre-Masters this year.
No, you know what? Very good pickup right there. It wasn't taken pre-Masters, but it was taken pre-Zozo Championship.
Okay, okay.
It was taken pre... Yeah. Well, wow. You know, when he was sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was... that's a good one. How about this? What percentage of the PGA Tour players have made love on... or at a golf course?
85%.
Guess what the number is?
What?
41.
Ah!
You were just too early. Too low. You think it was too low?
I think that's way too low. I think somebody's lying.
That's what I think.
Somebody's totally lying.
All right, how about this? What percentage of amateur golfers have made love either on or...
higher than 41%.
You think
I'm going to go with a solid 53%.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I played in a local member guest golf tournament here, not to be mentioned, and there was a husband and wife in the locker room at one of the more prestigious member guest tournaments here.
They got caught bumping uglies,
and they got got suspended from the club for doing the nice love act with, but it was a spouse. I think that should be like maybe a 2-week suspension. That's 6 months, way too much, right?
I agree. Solid.
I mean, it was the cart. Person, maybe.
The cart person, maybe.
All right. Who is the most famous person? Who is the most, 41% or 44%? All right. Who's the most A-list in their phones? Right? They would ask 52, who is the most famous person in your phone? How many? Well, first of all, who do you think came up the most?
I bet most guys don't have Tiger's number, so I'm going to say that it's going to be Ricky or Justin Thomas.
No, well, it's. What do you mean? Oh, that's the big name.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't make the top of the list. Only 5 of the 52 had Tiger's phone number.
Yeah.
That's probably what you would think, right?
Yeah.
5. The number one name.
Who?
6 guys had Michael Jordan.
Ooh, I like it.
Huh?
You know Colt Knost was one of them.
You think?
Yeah, oh, I know.
Well, and if you have Michael Jordan, don't you need Charles Barkley's?
You got to have Barkley.
There has to be 10 guys who have Charles Barkley, right?
And if you got Barkley, you might as well have Larry Bird.
Oh, my gosh, right? Okay, 45. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I've got a couple more questions. We're going to take one more commercial break. When we come back. We're going to ask, there's 2 very amazing questions. This is really going to challenge you, Kevin Ward.
I like it.
Are you ready for
that? I love for the challenge,
and
sir.
Blake, we might even challenge you a little bit now that you're heavily involved in the Golf Underground. Make sure you tell your friends, your mother, your uncle, and your sister, Sue.
You're on, get on it.
You're on it. You're on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Hey, your boy Sully here from the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. I am in what they call the clubhouse experience downtown Kansas City with founder Jason Townsend. Jason, this place is off the charts. Give me a few reasons why anybody, whether you're out south, up north, or right downtown, would want to come to the clubhouse experience.
Well, first of all, the clubhouse is the epicenter of a social community. What we've done is provide an experience from the outdoor patio with live music to our Epicurean bi-coastal food menu to the cocktails to our wine list with 61 bottles from across the world, 50 bottles available Pool by the Glass, and then ultimately our entertainment suites where you can play top golf, baseball, football, soccer, hockey, or even hold a business meeting.
Well, and that's where you and I right now. And in fact, I plan on bringing a group of 20 folks for a business meeting in this venue because it is fun, it is work, but you know what? It is an experience. Where can people find you downtown?
1101 Walnut, right in the middle of downtown Kansas City in the Central Business District.
Or the website?
www.theclubhouseexperience.com.
All right, come on down. Clubhouse Experience, Golf Underground.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, and watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Dismal River Club is a five-star private golf and hunting club located in the sand hills of western Nebraska. 36 holes of championship golf, including a Tom Doak design and a Jack Nicklaus design, a private runway, luxury cabins, and incredible meals prepared by their executive chef make Dismal River Club one of the nation's most unique and sought-after golf and outdoor experiences. There is truly something for everyone. Visit DismalRiver.com to get more information about the new spa activities, family activities, membership opportunities, and corporate retreat packages.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on a green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job. And the same goes when selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first. This isn't just our motto. It's our way of doing business and our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
A red ruby necklace, because her fire still lights up your life.
A blue sapphire pendant and the matching earrings. One gift from you and one from the kids.
A classic pendant with your new baby's birthstone, because this year she became a mom.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. I'm Rorden Shane. Each of these great gifts from our holiday collection is under $1,000. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites is our floating diamond solitaire pendant with a decorative setting. It comes in a range of carat sizes and starts at $685.
When you spend $400 or more on a gift, you'll receive our Shane Company ForeverLink necklace for free while supplies last.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Giddy up, giddy up.
All right, see, so Wardo, I think with our new producer here, maybe we need to change the music up from my standard Pet Shop Boys. You know what I mean?
Whatever you want.
Maybe we're rebranding ourselves right now.
Just do some In Excess all day long.
Yeah, that's more my wheelhouse, you know? You know, Blake, do you know the Pet Shop Boys? You look like a young fella.
I am a young fella. You are a good observationalist.
All right, so Beck, God, you got all the ists. You got the mentalists. You got the istidists, right? But this is our guy, right? I think this is what we're going to do. You don't think he'll be mad,
hey,
do you?
I can curate a playlist. Watch out.
Oh, this is good. That's good. All right, well, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We're having a blast. We're having a blast today. And we've got some very interesting data from the PGA Tour. 52 PGA Tour players were, and it was an anonymous survey.
I wonder if Jerry took it. We'll have to ask him when we have him on the show.
You got
to
ask him. All right. Well, we're gonna come right out of the gates here, Wardo. All right. Blake.
Save all this data.
Blake, you said you like to golf, right?
I do. Yes, I golf quite a bit. Well, I golf enough to not be horrible.
What's your handicap?
Don't have one. I'm that bad, but not that bad.
Okay. So you're athletic enough.
I shoot about anywhere from a 90 to 95.
Okay.
Let's get him in the stable. Let's work with him.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll take him on next year, not you.
Oh, my gosh. It's probably time for me to pass the torch a little bit, you know? All right, so we'll start with Wardo, and you could add any color commentary to this, Blake. Do you follow the PGA Tour at all, Blake?
Yeah. Okay. We usually do a nice little a watch party.
Okay. Oh, you do? All right, well, see, this is good because, you know, it's your type of listener that we're trying to hone into. You know, not always the good golfers like this. We're trying to find sort of the 90 to maybe 120 golfer. So make me look
that's
good.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Perfect.
That's it.
All right, so you watch the PGA Tour. Now I'm going to start with you here, Wardo. So when asked who their least favorite playing partner was.
Bubba Watson.
Did not make the top of the list. But 26% said anyone who plays slowly. That was the number one. What do you think the next name who you would have picked? Very consistent with answer number one.
Patrick Reed.
Nope.
Bubba Watson.
Who's known for playing very slowly.
Kevin Na.
dresses really fancy. It's a little edgy.
I don't know who.
Bryson DeChambeau. Oh, come on.
I forgot.
That is way so easy. All right,
that is so easy.
Now you're going to like this one, though. On the other side.
Favorite. Jerry.
Nope. Someone who you like a lot, who played with Jerry when you and I were down in Austin, Texas.
Who did
you followed him around.
Oh, Kisner.
Kisner.
Kisner played well last week again.
He played well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he finished fifth.
Yeah, 9% said he was their favorite with Charles Howell, Harold Varner, and anyone who plays quickly. Yeah, those. All right, now here's a good one, Blake. You can tie into this one, Blake. What percentage of the? You knew this, Matt Every. Matt Every.
Yep.
He had substance abuse PGA Tour. You don't hear a lot about that. All right, I'll ask you the first question. What substance do you think he was abusing to get him suspended on tour?
Deer antler spray.
Is that Ray Lewis? I would say either Adderall or it's a little more illegal cousin, the nose candy.
Nah, I think you're overcooking it. It's the simple marijuana plant.
You can get suspended in golf for that?
Yeah, you could. Now, according to the poll, he's not the only guy who partakes in the some call it Mary Jane, some call it weed.
The pots.
Yeah, you got the pots. Wardo, what percentage of the 52 smoke weed? Or said they've either smoked weed or ingested edibles in the last 12-month period?
I'm guessing we're going to be at 34%.
Blake?
I'd say probably more of about 54, 55.
Okay, so 54 is probably the reality because not everyone probably told the truth. You got it. It's a great survey.
So what was the number?
The number was 20% smoked the weed.
Closer,
one in
Blake.
Five pros are getting all stoned up throughout the course of a year. What is happening to our society? This is what's happening, Blake.
Maybe they needed to relax, Sully.
I mean, our great classy game of golf has turned into the weeds now? This is ridiculous. Unbelievable. All right, what percentage of the people on the air right now in the Golf Underground have smoked weed in the past 12 months?
I have a joint out right now. No. No.
He's hotboxing in the ESPN room.
It's not my style, bud.
All right, you two potheads. You know what? It's a nice,
I
carry the classy torch of the golf game.
You know what my drug is, buddy? My drug is a little exercise. I'm going to go get in some swing fit tonight.
Right. Yeah, there's some like chemicals that come out when you exercise,
that
right?
Endorphin high.
Yeah.
Yeah, the endorphin. I need some of those. Can you mix it with Tito's?
Yes, you can.
All right, now and Sarah, I'll give you one final
final
the final deal here. All right, hang on, don't leave me here. All right, so major meltdowns we call this one. All right,
yeah.
So of the top 125 on
golfers,
tour,
yeah.
Okay, what percentage? Do the 52 think can win a major? I kind of butchered the delivery on that one.
No, I get what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm getting here?
I would say that 25% of guys, the top 125, think that they can win a major.
25% think they can?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So don't know that number, but what percentage of them said not everyone in that 125 can win a major?
Oh, God, I don't know.
They're saying 60% said not everyone in the top 125 is capable of winning a major. All right. And essentially that says that people are generally fairly negative towards their peers, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they can't do it. All right. So, listen, Wardo, we had a nice time. You know, sometimes
always
you
a nice time just to catch up with the good old Saul.
Yeah. And we, you know what? Sometimes we decide we don't need no guests. We got Blake now. We got
Blake's the guy.
You know what he is? He's our new caddy. He's carrying the bag for us right now.
I love it. That's perfect.
Blake, get over there and clean my wrenches. My grips are dirty, Blake.
Oh, geez, have we met? This has been an edgy enough program without talking like this. All right? All right, Blake, that's what you're the official caddy of the Golf Underground.
I love it.
I mean, it's a big responsibility now. Are you up for that?
Oh, I'm more than ready.
What do you think of this promo song? You like this?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I like it. Well, we'll keep it. Yeah. We'll keep it, says Blake.
All right. Well, listen, next week, you said, what do you got planned for us? You got something good?
We got a lot of good guests coming up, so tune in.
All right, and then we'll tune in for some more Kevin Ward stories from the road, lifestyles of the rich and famous. Well, I'm telling you about, well, me sitting on a couch mowing my lawn and my Cub Cadet.
Drinking a Truly.
All right, we hope you had a great time. Sully Wardo and the new caddy, Blake. Listen to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
It's the Amini Showroom Sell-Off event where floor models are up to 50% off. This is a store-wide savings event, so come check out our huge selection of fire pits, bar stools, and the entire home furnishings department. Get your family back into the game room with Deadpool and Star Wars Pinball, Golden Tee Golf, Big Buck Hunter, Pac-Man arcade game, shuffleboard tables, and American-made pool tables.